I like that tune.
Wow, it's so exciting.
Oh, look at you. Now you're just turning Woo! On the BS energy.
Yeah.
You know what?
How about that?
You don't need to go with that.
Just call me Susie Sunshine.
That's a cheap laugh, Allison. Come on, you're better than that.
I'm not.
I know, but let's pretend for the airwaves that you are.
Wow.
I like this Gray Sky Eternal, this up-and-coming band.
Wow, it makes me want to show my boobies and get some beads.
All right, then. A little Mardi Gras for them, but sure.
What?
Sure. Allison, we're going to do a subject that you are just so passionate about. You've been waiting for 3 months to do this episode. It's finally coming.
Have we even known each other for 3 months?
As soon as we get this damn intro out of the way, it's coming at you.
Wow.
So
I can hardly
fan
wait.
The fires. Get it all nice and simmering.
Because
it's all about you. This is the only kind of episode you like.
Really?
Yep. The Frank special, as I call it. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Allison Frank.
Ta-da.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You go there. New episode every Monday, every Thursday for your downloading pleasure. You can get it right off the site. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes, which is very simple. There's a link right at the top. And that way, whenever you plug in your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod, whatever.
Get ready to eargasm.
Yeah, it'll download magically right to it. And you'll be all caught up with nice little episode descriptions and everything.
Wow.
It's very convenient.
You'll be covered with glitter and funny.
If you're into Facebook, you can reach me at facebook.com/papasbasement. We post everything there as well. And there's funny pictures that go up just on the Facebook,
Tee-hee.
Nowhere else.
Tee-hee.
I like you adding this color commentary. Let's bring this down all the way. If you do Twitter, at Papa's Basement will reach me. I do a bunch of crap on there as well. Pretty much, if you enjoy us, join it all.
Yeah, join
Everything's
it all.
Everything's a little different. The website is writing and the podcasts.
Ooh.
The Twitter.
Sounds crazy.
Shut up. Shut up. Why are you like this? What
Real
happened to you?
Caution to the wind.
What happened?
I had me a soda pop.
I used to have a nice friend with a normal human energy level.
When?
And you've gone from comatose to scary.
You said light
gone
it up.
From quiet to agitated rioter.
I am going to light it up like a Christmas tree.
All right. Then let's, right? Like a kid with ADD, let's keep you busy to keep you out of trouble. Allison.
Yes, darling.
The people behind the scenes don't know this, but roughly 5-6 episodes have gone by now where you have wanted to toss out a question.
No, you did because you don't agree with it. And you're like, that's not
but
blah, blah,
it's
blah.
Your topic. I
yeah,
bring
it's
topics,
my question.
Which apparently...
And you're like, we have to talk about this because this is not
aren't
correct.
To your liking.
Yeah.
I bring up the death of Mac Daddy and you shut down like a Venus
that was
flytrap
boring.
Full of prey.
Him okay. did drugs, him's dead. That's all.
Thank you for working on Improv 101. When one partner has an idea, shoot it down brutally. That's how you build a scene. So it we're was... in an airplane. No, we're not.
Yeah, we're not.
God, you're horrible. So for over a month now.
I don't know if it's been over a month.
It's been over a month.
Oh, who cares? Whatever. Yeah.
Way to show that. Good Lord.
What?
Easily a month now.
Okay, what? Yeah, let's have it.
You've wanted to ask the question because you've asked it of me and random people that we've bumped into in Costco and other locales. You've asked, say it. You take it from here. I've set you up.
Yeah. The question is 17% of Americans.
That's not a question. That's a statistic.
Yeah, you're not. Slow your
What's
roll.
It like? What's it like? Yeah, that's right. It's not fun, is it?
It sure is. It's all glitter and funny. 17% of Americans said that they would throw their pet off a cliff for $1 million.
Pre-tax or post-tax?
So... You get it clean.
Clean.
Yeah. You get it. $1 million.
Okay.
Yeah. So are you going to throw your pet off the cliff for $1 million?
And no loopholes. No crappy tiny pets that no one cares about, like a goldfish.
Why? Some people are passionate about it. When I did my thing for work, they could be in your circle of trust. You could have your hamster in there.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, who's confiding in their hamster? I don't know. He's only going to live, what, a half an hour?
I've owned rodents in the past. They really are like a phase pet.
Yeah.
They're not an adult pet. I'm sorry. They're just not.
A creepy adult. You can be a creepy. I suppose,
yeah, and you have the habit, like you really get into the habit trails.
Listen, guys, I'd really like to go, but I gotta go home.
Or you're Patrick Bateman and you're like stuffing them with cheese and then shoving them inside prostitutes.
I got a bonus at work at a new hamster hotel. I mean, you could be that guy.
Do you get the little poop proof ball so that they run around and then you open them up and dump them out and the poop just scoops right out?
Mmm, sounds delicious.
Did you ever have one of those plastic balls for your rodent?
We shouldn't talk about plastic balls.
They would duke on the inside. It would just like stick to it.
This could be a whole nother show about plastic balls with Duke in it, but no, I don't. Nope. No rodents. No plastic Duke balls.
Everyone in my elementary schools around second grade, because you had the class pet.
Yeah, because you're rich. Rich people had hamsters.
That's true, yeah. We we took it home on the back of my horse.
That shows you were living in the lap of
luxury. Mr. Pidgett, his name was.
Oh, gosh. No, we didn't have any pets, period. Other than two fish. I had a
fish
when I
was 5.
Well, I
know
you were
dead broke. And thus, not exactly normal. Yet we still let you into the white club for some reason.
I had a fish when I was 5 named Bartholomew, goldfish.
How long did Barty last?
Probably till my sister came along. And then she probably ate him. Who knows? She's evil. And then I had a Japanese or a Siamese fighting fish, whatever it is.
Okay, so you had really poor person pets.
I mean, but
Elvis. You would call them carnival pets. You would bring them home. And they didn't really count as pets. You would just sit there
Elvis
and watch them until they died.
Elvis lived for 2 years.
Elvis?
Yeah, that was my fighting fish. He had the whole lip thing going and everything. He had a little attitude.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's gone. Would I throw him over a cliff for $1 million? Heck yeah, I would.
I would have thrown any fish over for $1 million. And a bird, because that's a great loophole. The bird will just fly.
So you think.
Do you have to tape up the bird's wings? Like, is he fidgeting there going, nah, nah, and you flick him off?
I don't think
birds are made out of
nothing.
All
birds don't fly.
Birds are made out of feather and gas. They will literally disintegrate.
Yeah.
Like an asteroid hitting the atmosphere.
As much chicken as you eat, how come your abdomen isn't disintegrated?
It's the barbecue sauce that chicken's coated in. You ass.
I'm just asking.
So you've never had a pet, though, which is why you're so quick to be like, yeah. I'd kill them. I'd kill them all. I'd kill them for $10,000.
I mean, I'm not saying kill them all, but $1 million is a lot of money. So, I mean, you can do a lot with $1 million.
Yes, you can.
You can't do
it. Would you kill your parents for $1 million?
Parents are human. We eat animals. See? We don't eat people.
Depends.
We eat animals. People eat fish.
Depends on the situation.
The Vietnamese
you ever seen
eat dogs and
small
cats.
Film called Alive?
Yeah, so I'm just saying. You eat animals.
So if it's okay in one culture, you're fine with it.
It's in several cultures. They eat cats and dogs. I mean, if you want...
They're
that's
all
where, that's
Asian cultures. Just and they're all alike.
That's where you're going
just
with
just lump
it.
Them together.
So are you going to throw your cats over
well,
for $1 million?
Well, by your rationale, then you would give someone a clitoral circumcision for $1 million because they do it over in Africa.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's all cultures eat animals. They were animals.
And most of them practice circumcision.
Yeah, male circumcision. Not all of them practice female circumcision.
To cut the devil's seed out of her.
Oh, brother. It's not the same, okay? We're not throwing, you know, teenage clits off a cliff. That's not the question.
I would do that for $1 million.
Then you'd be sad.
With the teen attached. I don't have time for the snipping.
So are you going to throw your pet off a cliff
no!
for $1 million?
No! No!
Why? Your sick old dog, Nike?
Yeah, maybe like a pet that I'm literally about to take to the vet to put under shirt.
His fur was falling off with
her.
Limbs.
That's what animals that shed do. You're acting
no,
like it was coming
no.
out.
No, it was buckets. Buckets
yeah,
of
she
fur.
She shed like a maniac. She did that since she was a pup.
No.
You weren't
this
around
like,
for Nike's
these
whole
were
life.
Like,
I know. It
furry,
looked amazing.
Furry tumors all
but
over
you
your
would,
front yard.
You would scoop them out, and she still had a thick coat of fur left. It's not like she had bald patches. That's when shedding's weird, when they have dog alopecia.
But you're not going to just throw her over a cliff? I mean,
no, I'm not going to throw the animal that brought me so much joy off a cliff.
So much joy. Have you seen what it did to your carpet?
I don't care
was
what
that
I
joy?
Did to the carpet.
That joy?
I'm sure it was very happy to relieve itself at the end on the carpet.
So you're not gonna.
You've never owned a pet. That's why you're so able to just.
I don't know that I am able to just, but I mean, $1 million is a lot of money. I'm surprised that number is so low. Only 17% of Americans.
Yeah, and it's
pet.
Probably like all of them are below the poverty line.
So I asked my friend,
DMX,
I was like, hey,
who would never do anything to his dogs.
Your pet is so old. Your dad's dog. Your dad is dead. The dog is still around. He's all gray and arthritic and whatever. I was like, aren't you going to throw Hap over a cliff? He said, no, I'll throw you over a cliff.
Yeah.
For $1 million.
He's right. It must be nice, Dr. Mengele, to be so able to judge the worth of life.
I mean, you're just going to use him as a frisbee just for a minute. You know, home free, and then, you know, you could.
Frisbees come back. They can be used again.
That's a boomerang. Boomerangs come back, frisbees don't.
You know what I'm saying. A frisbee isn't a one-trick pony.
Now, what if your pet's a homing pigeon? You know, you just, ooh. And
that's what I'm saying. You throw and it comes right back.
Yeah, but your cat can't. But who knows, like, if it was, like, a great big cliff and it was, like, covered with clouds.
No, don't
and then you just
gussy up this hypothetical.
You don't
you
know
are
it's
killing
at the
your pet.
You don't know that he's going to die.
That is the whole, by saying we're throwing a pet off a cliff,
you don't know
you're
he's
going to
die. It. He could be a bed of feathers and catnip down there.
No, I mean, he's going to die.
You don't know that.
And cats can survive freakish falls, but it shortens their life. Like their joints are shot after that because they'll just have their legs out.
They'll be down there all jittery. He's like, I'm okay. I'm just startled.
Yeah, I imagine they kind of walk like that guy from Family Guy who's just got four pegs for his limbs.
I mean, I would feel bad if he went off a cliff and the cliff was just, you know, I don't know, 20 feet and you could still see him. And he's like, I think I'm okay. I think I'm all right. I can taste a little bit of my spleen. You know, then I feel bad. He's like, throw me a rope.
Like, for you, you would kill them as long as you thought it was painless.
I mean, maybe they have pain for an instant, but.
That's what I've always wondered. Those who jump off a cliff for a split second. I mean, obviously, you'll have no memory. You'll die right afterward. Don't you feel a half second? I mean, it hurts to skin your knee.
Yeah.
To skin your whole body and feel it literally disintegrating beneath you on impact.
But people who have jumped out of an airplane and then bounced on the ground a few times have survived. So how painful is that? Like you just feel all of your bones shatter.
Well, according to Peggy Hill, it wasn't so bad. She was in a full body cast.
Oh, gosh.
But I mean, she was able to raise Hank's little brother, G.H., pretty effectively, even in that cast.
But those people aren't real. Just letting you know. So
They're as real as the hypothetical pets we're killing.
So why aren't you going to kill your cat? They're
because
bad.
I'd be a murderer.
I mean, a cat murderer.
Do you know?
Would you feel better if you just put them in a little bit of barbecue sauce and you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm making some stir fry in the sky.
I don't know. It's a cultural thing. And even if I had, like, I eat pig. I ate a bacon earlier today. Yeah. But if you gave me a pet pig, I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm not able to bond with an animal and then be like, oh, I hope my kindness made you real tasty-like and then slit his little throat as he looks up at me going, wee, wee. And it's spurting out. No one needs that.
No, he wouldn't do that. His eyes would just well up with tears.
Just one silent. Like, he wouldn't even make a peep as blood gushed out of his throat.
Yeah, he'd be like, just pretend it's butter. I'm still delicious and kind. What's wrong with that? I mean, so we asked the lady at Costco who was there with her husband.
Yeah, that was the extent of our polling. One lady, as we sat down eating,
I asked lots of people,
chocolate bars the size of a human torso.
Your mom said, heck no. And your mom financially is not.
It's a disaster.
Right. And she's not going to do it for $1 million.
No, there are people. I'd throw people over before I did an animal.
Your brother said the same thing.
Well, an animal I know versus a person I don't.
Yeah.
And I don't really have to like look at the person. I kind of just have to put a foot against their back.
But what if they're new? Like, what if the kitten's just new and you haven't really bonded yet?
It doesn't take long to bond with a kitten. They're pretty cute. Same with a puppy. A baby animal's awesome.
Just, you know, you could.
Whereas a baby human, that's really easy to throw.
What if you made it kind of fun and you, like, put them in a wagon or something and you're like, whee!
No, that's just sick. That's how they tell if a kid's going to be a serial killer, Allison, if he's cruel to animals.
How about if you put, like, on little peanut butter, the cat, and you put a little aviator scarf on and a little, and the goggles.
Dressing him up before, he's not a Mayan virgin to be sacrificed. Putting him in fancy garb doesn't make it any better. You're still killing a pet. I couldn't do it. Aww. And I know what you're saying. I eat animals. I eat them all the time. You know what? They come from a mythical place where I don't know what the hell they
are.
You
had a hang glider, and so he had kind of a chance.
How good a chance? Like, is there much skill to this?
Peanut butter's going over a cliff. I knew I could get
to
there.
Or he doesn't have to do much. Like, he just kind of has to sit there. And he's good at glide safely. Like, if you're giving them 99% odds to live, I'll roll the dice. I'm not made of stone here. I'm not unreasonable. We can negotiate. If you're telling me he's sentenced to death, I wouldn't do it. If you're telling me, look, barring this hang glider screwing up, he's actually going to be fine, but I am putting him in harm's way just a smidge, I'd do that.
Because he's a dog or a cat. I mean, Jesus take the wheel. He could just
I know over. You don't care, though, because you didn't have real pets.
No, I never did. But that doesn't mean I don't like animals. I do.
That's true, but you never... It's the same, like...
Could you imagine, like, if everybody was like, yeah, I'm in for it, and there was people lined up with their goats and their horses, and they're just pushing them off of a cliff, and they're just, like, you're just
It's one of the few signs
like,
that, like...
Can my dog ride your horse over the cliff?
Horribly evil as a society to me that only 17% of people would kill them.
I'm surprised more people don't, because more people are in...
I think you would have had more luck in the 40s when everyone was on a farm.
What about in 2007 when everybody lost their house? You know?
What do you mean, Katrina?
Our economic recession.
What about the... Yeah, you would have gotten more people killing their animals. They were already giving them up to kill shelters.
Yeah.
Like a 10-year-old dog. It's like, someone's going to want you. Bye. Bye, boy. No one wants an old dog. An old dog... Because you can't teach them new tricks, first of all. Second of all, the whole time, they're probably just looking for the door because they have that weird homing sense.
Aww.
So they're going to find their old home and run away. They'll never view you as new master.
Yeah.
Or maybe they will. I don't know. Everyone talks about dog loyalty.
Yeah.
It's cats that really care about you.
They don't.
Have you ever stood between a dog and food? It will kill you. Nike would have died for us unless pizza was in the mix. And if you tried to take, like, Nike reached up and stole a piece of pizza, and if you reached over and tried to get it away just so she wouldn't smear the carpet with it, she would maim you.
I don't think so.
She did. She's bitten me over food before.
I don't know about that. Probably you were teasing her.
Oh, really?
You were like,
was I?
Look at this brownie. It's so good.
Yeah, and then putting it on my nipples. Don't bite. Don't bite.
That's mean to do.
No, I wasn't teasing it. She stole food. I didn't want it tracked
what
over the house.
Fluffy, when Fluffy was all like, could barely even walk around, and she had those big red bags under her eyes, and you're like, oh.
My cat could never not walk around at the end.
She
still sprinted around, but she was losing her mind.
She was like 2 pounds, just bones.
It was sad.
It was gross.
See, me, because I have a heart, this hurts to hear about it.
But then you just think, hey, we're going to be rich and you're going to
heaven.
Yeah,
I'd kill her then because I paid $200 to ever put down the street.
Yeah, so now you can fling her off a cliff
and
get $1 million.
Because I'm cheating her out of like 6 hours of agonizing cancer life.
I don't know. How frightening is it for that free fall? How far is it?
That I don't care. If she was about to die, she's going over the damn cliff. You got me. They wouldn't know what was going on. They'd be like, man, this feels great. Oh, everything's black now.
Now I'm with Crisscross.
Yeah. Only Mac Daddy, though.
Make you jump.
What if Daddy Mac killed himself sympathetically?
I don't know. He might have.
That would be a story.
I guess we'll never know, will we?
So let's open up. I'm not going to say a poll because actually it's pretty easy to put a poll in the HTML. I guess I'll try to remember to do that.
Yeah.
I want people to write in the comments or on Facebook or tweet me if they would kill their damn pet for $1 million or not. None of this, you're trying to gussy it up, Allison, with these hypotheticals. Like, well, maybe there's just a bunch of mattresses down there.
No,
you throw them off this cliff, they're going to die.
Yeah.
And it's like your young, healthy current.
But you're going to be rich.
Yeah, you're going to be rich. You can build a library dedicated to the memory of your dead pet.
Yeah, absolutely.
If so inclined.
That is beautiful. Good idea.
It is.
See? How about that?
An e-library, too. Not one of those queer book libraries.
I'm just going to dedicate my new movie theater recliner to my cat. I'm watching movies in style, Fluffy.
Professor Fluffy Buns.
What's
movie
wrong with
theater.
That?
Yeah. Nothing. As Absolutely. Long as you don't mind the feline blood all over your hands.
I'm playing Pikmin in 3D.
Okay, now you're talking my language. Now you're tickling my video game G-spot. A 3D Pikmin sounds divine.
Yeah, see?
I just beat Pikmin 2 the other day.
Yeah, you just got to lose a cat.
The freshest game of 2004.
Stupid.
Vanquished 9 years later. I am right on top of the latest trends.
Yeah.
Was it all you wanted, that segment?
I mean, that's one of them. I mean, but that is very interesting. I'm surprised the number is so low. I'm surprised a lot of people wouldn't just throw their cat or dog.
And I think that's just because you don't have a pet owner.
$1 million.
Or you don't have a pet, rather. You're not a pet owner.
Who cares? I'm a car and a house owner now.
Maybe I'm off on that.
I got a beach house.
I don't think you need a kid to know, like, you wouldn't kill your kid for $10 million. So
but
maybe
a child
you're just
is a human, so that's different. You know?
Is it really? It's all life.
No, it isn't. We're not talking about children. We're talking about animals. And we
okay,
eat
is there
animals.
Any amount of money you'd kill your child for then?
Never.
Really? Not Never. Even a billion trillion?
No.
So you could buy the entire world and make
no.
new kids with hundreds of people if you wanted?
No. No.
With all your fancy sperm?
No, 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 no.
So
no.
you'd never kill a kid?
No.
Look
no.
at you.
No, no, no.
What if you would...
Nope.
See, as a guy, maybe you just knock up two women and you pick one of them at random.
No.
Throw her off with the kid still inside her so you don't even have to see the baby and you get $1 billion.
No, that's stupid. That's
really?
A human.
Oh, it's a big difference to you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a, I mean, you want to talk about hurting yourself. I mean, you want to lose a finger or something, then that's different.
No, I'd rather kill someone than lose a finger. I'd rather kill a stranger.
No, you would kill a stranger.
Rather than lose a finger? Like, if I just have an option, either you will be maimed or you have to murder a stranger.
Yeah.
And there's nothing legal about, like, I'm not going to face legal repercussions for killing the stranger. That would be awesome. I would kill the stranger almost for the heck of it. You're talking like 8 Papa's Basement episodes covered right there.
Oh, that's
And then his eyes started to really wash out, and that's when you knew he was dead. It'd be great.
That is horrible. It's tough. I've seen a lot of death, and it's not good.
I've seen it, too.
It's bad. It's not fun.
I've seen quiet death. I've seen pretty horrible death.
Yeah, it's not fun. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I wouldn't want to be the cause of it either. I'm not going to take a life. But a cat.
Really? Even if you're just throwing them off a cliff? And
that's a cow. My pet cow? Yeah, okay. So.
You just throw a person off a cliff. It's going to feel like a strong breeze. Haven't you ever seen someone with the top down on a convertible? That's exactly what it's going to feel like. And then it's just going to be like for a split second... They hit the biggest wall ever.
When are you doing 3 G's in a convertible? Never.
It's going to be like a Hemi engine, pedal to the metal on the Autobahn.
What kind of convertibles have you been
And then out of nowhere, for a split second, a wall is going to appear on the inside of the car. Not even in front of it. Literally just steering wheel, brick wall, and then their skull. And that's it.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Just done.
I'm not going to hurt people.
Okay.
I refuse, but
I would
cat.
I would kill a stranger over my pet any day.
Your cat, I mean, for $1 million.
Especially like a Chinese, like a Chinese baby, and they have like a million of them over there. If I have to hit one button and a Chinese baby dies versus my cat, bye-bye, Sing Pang Tong.
No, that's not very nice.
They'll just have another, especially if it was a Chinese daughter firstborn. They flush those down the toilet.
That's not nice.
Like a baby alligator. They don't care.
Just because people do it doesn't mean it's right. You see what I'm saying?
Well, apparently people kill their pets for $1 million, and that doesn't make that right, Allison.
Nobody has done that. Nobody's given money out
really?
For that. No.
Guess you haven't read the spec script for my new game show.
I guess not. But
Spike TV's Kill Fluffy.
Aw, poor Fluffy. I mean, if they
Talking
made it
to the
fun-
mic.
If they made it fun, I mean, like the aviator scarf or, you know, you shoot them out of a little cat cannon.
Yeah, like a potato gun. You just put them in a big gel cap and it almost looks like they're covered in.
He's like, look at me. Look at that cat with his suitcase. He's going on vacation.
So your show is just dressing them up and killing them. That's the crux.
Well, I mean, maybe they land on a mattress or whatever, you know, a big, great big feather bed in the sky. With Jesus.
You're vacillating between killing them and not killing them. That's pretty much it.
Jesus, take the wheel.
You keep singing that, especially you have that horrible picture of the kitten. Remind me to post that as the picture for this episode.
Poor thing.
Really classless picture.
I had to make that photo, you know.
Did you?
I mean, that's not an image you can just do.
Oh, I thought that was like some meme you found or whatever.
No, I found a photo, but I had to add the caption.
Oh, that was awesome.
You think that's going to be on there?
I think so. A kitten saying, Jesus, take the wheel as it flies through the air. That's like this generation's hang in there, baby.
Oh, my. I don't like that. I actually never liked cats. I mean, I've kind of grown fond of your cats, but I really don't like cats, generally speaking.
I think they're fine. I like dogs. I like cats. I don't get the people that are really into one and not the other. They're the same thing.
I always wanted a dog. I always wanted like a great big
dog. Of course you did
dog.
At that horrible childhood of yours.
I always wanted a great big one. It would be like, over there, come here, boy. And then just have this great
big.
Yeah,
he's bellowing. Yeah. And you got the neighbor who hates your big dog.
I when I was 11 and 12, I had a babysitting job for the neighbor. And the neighbor had a German Shepherd Greyhound mix. And this dog
so
was,
it could really quickly hunt down Jews.
I guess so. Okay. I mean, it was huge. It was just huge. Like when he stood up, he was over 6 foot if he stood on his hind legs. Like he was just massive. I think he was like 7'1" or something, they said.
I bet that guy ate a lot of peanut butter.
But he was a great big black dog and his name was Charlie. And it was funny when I would work late, if only one of the parents was there. They couldn't just leave their sleeping kids to take me home. They would say, have Charlie walk you home. Nobody's going to mess with you. So I lived like.
And then ironically, Charlie beat and raped you.
No. Charlie was great.
Don't tell nobody.
It was a great intimidation factor. Nobody messed with you with that dog around. And I always wanted one myself. But really, his hair was everywhere and the slobber and him on the furniture. He's so big. I mean, I loved him, but I was like.
They're messy, too. Yeah. That's why whenever I was out of the house, it even crossed my mind to have a pet. They cost money and they screw crap up.
Yeah.
They claw things.
Yeah.
Not so much that they're going to pee and poop everywhere, but just their fur, just by virtue of. Hell, I find my hair everywhere.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm Greek, but I'm not cat level furry.
No, I know. I actually had some cleaning lady work for us. And
she was El Salvadoran and got her hair everywhere. I know how that goes.
When she cleaned the bathroom, she said, why do they keep their dog in the bathroom? And they're like, Allison doesn't have a dog. He said in Spanish. And it was just all my hair that had fallen out. She thought we kept a dog in there.
Pero no ojavo.
It's bad. Bad, bad, bad. But I always wanted a great big dog. I mean, I still wouldn't mind one.
I'm
going to
buy you one now.
But the thing is, like, I want it to have its own house. I don't want it in
I'm
my...
I'm
going
to buy you a
nice
house, too. That's going to be my thank you for 2 months of loyal service to Papa's
and
Basement.
And for killing your cats.
With
all
that's
that
where the money.
Money
came from. Okay. Not so sure I want to kill my cat and turn it into a dog for you.
I mean, I really did always want a great big dog, like a Mastiff or something like that.
The saddest thing is they have no lifespan.
They have
hamster lifespans.
But that's what they say about the little tiny ones, too, because they all have heart disease. And stuff
really?
Like
no,
that.
The little tiny ones are like evil. Yeah. They'll never die.
No, they do. Like all
the pure breeds do. But
the
if you have
cups.
A little,
teacups,
if you have a tiny
little.
Mutt, well, the teacups are like guinea pigs, right?
Yeah.
No one wants that. I'm talking like a 15
girls
pound dog.
Want that. Girls want that.
Dumb girls that deserve to get HPV. I'm talking like 15, like Benji's, little scrappy things.
Oh, yeah. But
those
that's not what
forever.
I'm talking about. But the teacup ones, because they're already, you know, the runt of the
they
litter.
They were already made freakish.
No, but they're
no dog was intended to be that small.
Oh, they're so cute.
The teacup things?
If you had one, you would melt and you would not throw it over a cliff for $1 million.
Well, again, I'm not a murderer, so no, I wouldn't. I would throw a fish.
But when people ask how you got that new convertible and where your mom is,
she had a good run. What do you want? She would have wanted it that way. All she complains about is, Ari, you know, is anything going to happen? Are you going to be rich and taken care of? Well, Mom, yes, but you got to do something for me first.
Cover yourself in duck sauce. I'm going to feed you to the cliff god. Your poor mom.
I didn't know he craved high fructose corn syrup so much.
That is terrible. Yeah. No, I never had any pets, but I always wanted
That's
one.
So sad.
But I never wanted cats.
They taught me humanity, the animals.
I had some bad experiences with cats. I just didn't like
really?
Them.
Really? They claw you? Things like that?
They did. One was on my lap just kneading it to death with their claws.
That meant that cat loved you.
Oh, I was paralyzed with fear.
Making biscuits, as my friend says.
I was like,
it sucks, yeah. Just keep lifting them off. They'll eventually get the picture.
Yeah,
like,
my dad came inside and was like, yeah, just do this. And I was like, I couldn't.
That fused to your flesh.
Oh, it was terrible. It was very traumatic. I never wanted a cat. I'm like, they're evil.
Just clip their damn claws. And they
but not only that, my cousin had a cat, and we had this.
And it killed his son. It
had
licked
this,
the milk off his baby's mouth and killed his son.
We had this huge linoleum kitchen with this crazy turquoise floor, and it would just scratch its way across the floor. So it would get in that pounce mode all the way in the corner, and all you could see was the shiny eyes. And then
you've seen
pounce.
A cat in pounce mode, and you don't want one where its little butt's in the air and it wiggles?
Oh, yeah, that means it's
hilarious.
On. It's on. It is
it's
on.
It's so cute.
I did a job in McLean where I worked with a family, and they were losing staff, healthcare staff, because the cat was so evil.
There are prick animals out there.
This cat was terrible, and it just, apparently it was.
As long as you don't own it, though, ass cats are funny. Like, jerk cats, because you're like, look at what a dick he is, and he's a cat, and he knows
well,
what he's doing.
One, apparently, it was on top of the refrigerator, and it pounced on one of the caregivers, and she said she was never going back. But apparently, that cat, for whatever reason, really
cat.
Did like me, but it creeped me out.
You would
me
have
out.
Killed it for $1 million.
I probably would have, because it was a really mean cat. But I felt bad for it because it always wanted to go out. But because it was a rescue, and once you have a rescue, you're not permitted to make it an outside cat. You have to promise to make it an indoor cat.
Mm-hmm.
And when it would meow and cry, like anytime you went to the door to leave, you had to like sneak out because it was always trying to get out. But when it meowed,
it's like my cats now.
It would meow like this. Let me out. Let me out. And I was like, your cat is speaking English. Like, he wants out of you.
I have a hard time believing it said half of that.
And I was like, do you hear your cat? Let me out. Let me out. You got to let it out. I mean, that's
stretching.
Just, when he learns your native tongue, you know what I mean? That's pretty bad. And they had like 9,000 litter boxes down there, all just filled with Lincoln Logs. There's nothing pretty
you
or great
sleepy,
about
Allison.
A litter box. You're not going to put some stones in there
they're
and
disgusting.
A rake and then tell me that it's a Zen garden because no, there's poop in there.
They're gross.
It's nasty.
I've had cats my whole life. Only in the past year have I started cleansing litter boxes.
Ugh.
It's disgusting.
It's nasty.
What people don't realize, there's three different types of waste that like accumulate
Listen,
in litter
I
boxes.
Had to do a lot of cat care and I didn't really like
well
it.
Everyone focuses on the turds. Those are the easiest things.
Yeah,
those do nothing. You just dig them right out with your little spatula
until you get a cat that does lumberjack turds and you're like, who's been even, is your dad crapping in this box or
then,
is this your cat?
It doesn't matter. You can
it
still
does
fish
that's
them out.
Hefty that's hefty. Like, you can't use shopping bags for
no
that.
It's gross because there's also the little pea nuggets they make,
yeah,
where the litter is fresh and it clumps
yeah.
at the top,
yeah.
and you fish those out. Those are heavier, by the way, because it's just fused rock almost.
Yeah.
But what's really disgusting is once they've made a layer of the
yeah.
little pea bubbles
yeah.
inside, the next leak they take on top of it trickles right through to the bottom, and it turns the base
yeah.
of the litter into like bedrock.
A monument.
And you have to dig it out like burnt brownies.
Yeah.
And you can literally scoop out half a litter box in the span of, we have the two kittens right now.
Yeah.
It takes them like a day and a half
yeah,
to demolish a litter box because
yeah.
they're not outdoors.
No. And when they favor a spot, it's especially difficult too. Because then you're
they'll
like,
go everywhere.
Yeah.
But this is the first time there's been just indoor cats. And we're like, screw it. We're not letting
My
you little terrors
has a cat,
out.
And what the cat will do, will go in the litter box. You'll see it perched on the litter box, but it faces its tail and its bum off the side and
oh,
craps
yeah.
on the
it
ground.
It craps right over the top. I've seen it.
Ugh, that's nasty. You're like, your cat is evil. Why would you want this? Why do you want this pet? And then when they get angry or moody, then they're peeing and they're marking their territory and doing
I've
stuff
never had one. The only time one of my cats has pissed outside the box is my grandma bought her stupid little poodle over.
Yeah.
And the poodle took a leak on our carpet, and as if to say this is Sparta, my cat walked over 12 hours later, took a massive piss right on top of it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like cats. I mean, they're just not my thing. I would like to have a dog, but...
A great big dog. Yes, I've been paying
yeah,
attention.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I just don't want it ruining my stuff. So then what do you
That's
do?
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They're little beasts like that.
Like, you don't want them on your furniture. You kind of want to cuddle with them or whatever, but then I think, hey, these are Egyptian cotton, and you're not going to be in my bed, so...
You don't have to tell me. As long as it's not my house, I'm fine with pets running around. You not crap over, I'm giggling.
Yeah.
Anytime it's my junk, I freak out.
Yeah. And that's one of the dating red flags, they say, is the people who have, like, weird pets. You
of
know,
course.
Like,
oh,
really...
anyone who owns a snake. There was a kid. Oh, crap. Was his name, like, Paul Johnson, I think.
Yeah.
Funny, in retrospect. I really had to make the Johnson connection. But he was It was him, his older brother, and just the dad. The mom had peaced out in the divorce. So that's red flag one when it comes to me hanging out at the Johnson household. So they had a python, a ball python named Monty, which I didn't get as a kid because I didn't watch Monty Python. And now I'm just like, ha, 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 funny. But yeah, that was a snake house with a single dad raising two kids. You know how many times I was allowed to hang at the Johnson house? Even though they had Nintendo with the Karate Kid game, I was allowed over once, Allison.
Really?
Yes, because weird pets are weird. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? My mom now is an overprotective weirdo who sheltered the hell out of her two sons and did God knows what damage on a Freudian level. But we weren't molested. I'll give her that much. And there might have been situations where there could have been molestation taking place, and she would have stamped that right out.
I mean,
she would have sniffed it 1,000 yards away.
My mom would have been, yeah.
Your mom would have been like, what are you doing to my daughter? And how many beers for my silence?
I don't know.
Put down your phone.
My mom wouldn't. My mom would fight for us.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, I mean, like, even people with, like purebreds and, like, weird poodles and, you know, they're all groomed better than their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Like, that's kind of creepy, too. I mean, they just devote so much time and energy and that
I'll say
to
this,
their pet. I think there's
girls
one thing to love them.
Very into cats don't creep me out so much, but girls that are way into dogs are massive boner killers.
Why?
Like, you can be friendly. It's not even so much you love your dog. Girls that scream at their dog because it shows you what their voice can do.
I don't know.
Like, I was with a chick. And she had a couple, I don't even remember the breed. It was like a fancy-ass breed. There were show dogs and all that crap. And we were about, it was about to go down. And we are doing our thing on the couch. And it's like this, ha, 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 my little light voice. This is so cute. Isn't this great? Roxy, knock it the hell off! Turning around, where were we? What's that? Oh, don't you look nice? God damn it, Roxy! And you would just hear, and it's this window into what they actually sound like the instant the romance has died.
I guess. My one friend, he had someone, and the chick insisted that the little dog sleep in the bed with them. And he was like, you know, no dice. But the dog would be down there, like, licking his feet and stuff. And he's like, you know what? There's a time and a place, and I don't really want this dog.
I've been sexually assaulted by a girlfriend's cat.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because she wanted to screw and wouldn't let me lock the new kitten out of the room. And then I got on top of her and I was doing sex things, as the kids call them.
Mm.
And out of nowhere, I'm like, did I feel something swipe my beanbag?
No.
It was just like a little light. I'm like, was that my imagination? 3 seconds later, I'm just trooping on through it because, you know, I'm in the middle of the sex, as the kids call it again. Bam, claws right into it.
Bad.
I kicked that thing across the room, punted it.
I don't know. I think when people are overly, I don't know, anything to do with their animals more than humans, then that's kind of a red flag.
It's always a little weird.
It's not good. I mean, I think you should love your pets, but, you know, when it kind of supersedes, I don't know, your activities of daily living, when it kind of interferes and the pet.
I didn't really hold this against the girl. It was literally a new kitten, her first real pet. Like, if you got a big dog and you were banging some guy and you're like, no, don't make me cut off Professor Cocoa Puff. I got him 2 weeks ago. I've wanted one my entire life.
I don't know.
Like, I would probably let it in the room, but then if it started rimming me, I'd be like, okay,
I don't
Professor
know, that's
C, you gotta
too,
go.
To have somebody's pets, like, staring at you like that. I don't know. Like, that's not funny either.
Like, it's happened like once and I just like pounded her harder out of spite. Like, yeah, this is what I'm doing to your owner.
I don't know. It seems creepy to me.
It is. I don't like the animals there.
I don't know.
And I was just talking to a friend last night on the phone and she was like, I love screwing in front of my dogs. I was like,
really?
Yeah.
That is nasty.
I mean, I'd do her in front of her dogs if that's what it took. Don't get me wrong.
I think that person has problems.
That's what revved her engine.
That is not good. I don't know. Ugh.
Yeah, she didn't say they joined in.
Still. I mean, if you're joining,
it's a weird inclination. I think it was more like the dogs
are with
her all
the
time.
What makes you think
the
dog wants to see that?
Well, the dog was not being held there like Clockwork Orange with the tape and the tongs holding the eyes apart.
Yeah, but where else can they go? You close the door and you're like, yeah, I want you to see this.
Maybe the door's open and the dog just waltzes in. They're like, oh, what's taking place here? Fascinating. So many scents.
Yeah, and then they have the freedom to exit. But, I mean, if you're just there and you got him propped up on his dog recliner and he's seatbelted in.
I mean, like, if the dog's red rocketing, like, on his back and he's aroused, yeah, I guess you've done a fiendish thing.
Yeah. They said one of the other relationship red flags even.
See, this is where you're good, by the way. These random factoids that make a show.
They said number one is chronic lateness. But do you know what number two is? Chronic lateness is number one for your relationship red flag. Like, that's
yeah,
be a red
I
flag.
Find in a man it's the most effeminate quality I can think of.
Yeah, to be tardy. We were talking about this earlier about being tardy. You're saying, hey, you'd rather be early.
Yes.
And then, you know.
Because you lord it over people.
I mean, I don't like to be tardy either. And I think as far as work goes, I mean, I'm very professional and I'm always on time. But, I mean, sometimes things happen, but. I mean, I've never called in.
You know what I'm not going to be tardy for?
What?
Behind the Candelabra, the HBO original movie.
What is that?
Starring Michael Douglas as Liberace.
Oh, my. I want to see that.
Yep. May 28th. That would be really good if I had, like, a paid read for that. I'm just really into the thought of that movie. They've been plugging it for, like, 2 months. You know what was a letdown, though? That Phil Spector movie that they did the same thing
with.
Oh,
we were going to start that, but then we didn't.
I crushed it. It is okay. It really wasn't that good. Al Pacino does a good Phil Spector is a crazy piece of crap.
Yeah. Do you, so chronic lateness is one, and what they define as chronic is 3 dates in a row. So you have a date, she's late 3 dates in a row. That's a red flag. You shouldn't date her anymore. You shouldn't give her any more chances. Game over.
See, with a girl, it's like, that's just girls. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, but don't
not horribly late, like 10 or 15, though. That's just womanhood. I don't know.
Do you know what number two is? Would you like to try and guess?
Hold on. So these are dating red flags.
Yeah.
Number one is tardiness.
Yep. Chronic.
I guess number two would like be like catching them in lies all the time or something like that.
No, it's ketchup on eggs.
Yeah, that's grotesque. I'm not going to mince words there. That is disgusting.
If one of your first dates is a brunch and your new friend reaches for the ketchup to put on her eggs, red flag. I realize this may seem arbitrary or fussy.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
But perhaps I'm making a class judgment.
You are.
Maybe I am.
This is some piece of crap out of like Westchester.
Nothing ever good comes from ketchup on eggs, and it's really gross.
But I've never done it. It disgusts me, but whatever.
You know what?
So Kate Upton's sitting there in her bikini, and she puts ketchup on her eggs. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry, madam.
But you know
not
what?
Not in this man's world.
Here's a factoid for you.
Okay.
This girl right here loves ketchup on her eggs.
But you're trash like me. That makes sense.
So that's why I'm single. Now you know.
I don't.
Red flag number one, chronic lateness. That's not me. Ketchup on eggs. Boom. Red flag.
I mean,
right
it
here.
Seems white trash and gross to me, but
I'm
not
think
gonna...
it's kind of a New England thing. I don't know. We
really?
Just
yeah,
did it. It's kind of like iced tea in the South. Like you can go to anybody's house and have iced tea or whatever. We had ketchup on
well,
our
ketchup
eggs.
And eggs exist everywhere as well. I don't know.
No, they exist. And iced tea is everywhere, too. You can get iced tea in New England, but it's not like a staple like it is in the South. Or like your souse or your whatever, Scrapple.
But see, they have like a brewed batch of iced tea in the fridge. You're acting like in New England. I can literally walk up to
no,
a house.
No, but it's like
and
vinegar
like,
on fries. Like it's very popular and they'll bring you vinegar with your fries. Not that they don't do it here and on the boardwalk.
I only
Maryland.
Learned about that through a Kids in the Hall sketch.
Oh, brother.
Which
that's
and
ridiculous.
It was like during the credits and it was Kevin McDonald eating French fries in the shower.
Wow.
And he reaches for the vinegar, the malt vinegar for his French fries. And I was like, really? That's how
recently?
They eat that?
Or no?
No, that episode was from like 91 or
but
something.
But you could have just caught it now. I wasn't sure if it was.
No, no. I probably saw it in like 94. That's when I watched that show religiously.
Yeah. Number three. Do you know what the number three?
I don't know. Being fat.
Rudeness to waiters.
Oh, and massive turnoff.
Yeah.
Massive turnoff.
Anybody in a service job. You shouldn't even have to explain why, but it's a deal breaker. And
the thing is, all of these are deal breakers in terms of like they'll turn me off. But if the person's attractive, and they probably were if I wanted to go out with them to begin with, I'll still try to screw them. I'll just know there isn't much of a future in it.
Yeah, but that's what they're talking about as far as a relationship.
Okay,
because
yeah.
they're relationship red flags. They're saying, hey, listen, if you're looking to start a relationship, these are red flags. Not, hey, do you want to bone this chick?
Oh, no, I've been with women who are brutal to, like, maids, waiters, and I was just like, oh, shut up and let's bone so yeah. I don't feel horrible being with you.
So number four is a deep attachment to disturbing pets, and they're not talking about cats and dogs.
Snakes. Snakes are the classic. That's the video for patience. And Slash is just sitting there in front of a woman in lingerie with a snake draped over him. To me, when you think of snake ownership, you think Slash.
Well, he says this hairless dash hound is what did him in.
And a dachshund?
Oh, is that what it is?
Believe. I don't know.
Hairless? I don't know.
D-A, how's it spelled?
Like dash hound.
Dash hound? Maybe it is a dash hound. I don't know.
Or maybe it's a dachshund.
Dachshund.
Next one is phlegmatics.
Phlegmatics, yeah. As in they just sleep around a lot.
He says.
Or they have a bunch of 2-week relationships.
I think so. After all,
I would be a phlegmatic then, but it's more just because people get sick of my crap pretty quickly.
Yeah, pretty much just people who date for a little while and then they break up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's a red flag because it shows everyone's getting sick of their BS.
And says, when a woman over 35 tells you that her relationship has ended after a few months, red flag. So, like all
after
of her.
After a few months?
Yeah.
Over 35?
Yeah. All of my relationships end after 3 months is what this woman
says. Oh, all of them. Yeah. Okay. Because it's one thing if you're like, look, my last one was a 3-monther, a 6-monther. But to be like all of them, that's a little weird.
The next one's demon children.
That was like Heather Graham in the day. She was the hottest thing on earth, like after Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
And dated a ton of celebrities. I'm pretty sure Heath Ledger. I'm trying to remember who else. They all dumped her ass after like 2 or 3 months. And it's like, what was wrong with her? Because she was bitching hot. But
I know. She is attractive. But yeah, I think she's a little bit cuckoo, must be.
Or just a dope. I mean, just really dopey if you can't put up with it for that flat little... tummy and those jugs.
He says demon children are the next one. Children with an issue.
No, kids, period. I'm sorry. They could be saint kids. You don't want to deal with it.
But children who hate you, watch out. The next one's money matters.
Only a fool raises another man's seed. As I've always said, you know what they do in nature? The lion walks in. They're like, I'm going to be porking your mom now, cubs, and I'm going to bite your heads off. So I don't know how you want to sort out who's going first. I can do it. You can do it. But you're dying.
The next one is the parent trap. Powerful emotions about one's parents, positive or negative, is a huge red flag. So if you are the type that, for men, if you mother worship.
Hey.
If you reject people because they're not like your parents, those kinds of things.
I'll say this, though. I'd prefer the ones that kind of like their dad to the my dad was a piece of crap. I've never met a chick who really didn't like her dad.
I think you should have a good relationship
remotely
with
sane.
Both parents. I think you can tell when you have a relationship with people if they have a good relationship with both their parents. Yeah. So the next one is bad sex. I don't need
that's
to
not
go
a
into
red. That's the flag. That's just if it occurs, you're leaving. I don't know what to say. You have to really like someone to put up with some lousy sex.
Well, I think it says except to say that bad sex, you kind of suggest that it may get better. But fumbling around, but bad sex 2 or 3 times in a row, and that it only gets worse. Don't fool yourself into thinking that the sex is just one part of the relationship and that it will get better.
What if the sex sucks, but the oral's very good?
Well, you were talking about that, too. Someone can handle the beans, but not the frank.
Oh, God, that was the worst, best and worst experience of my life.
There's only two more. The other one is dirty underwear and socks. So
yeah, there are... A friend of mine, like a decent looking chick, was coming on to him and they were hanging out at his place. And she's like, look, I'm going to take off my shoes. And apparently her feet were just brutal because she was wearing these little slip-ons with no socks and had just been crushing them and stinking them up. And then was in some tights that she was like, I've actually been wearing these all week.
Ugh, gross.
And you're like, dude, that is disgusting. Women are supposed to be hygienic as hell. Like some disgusting slob of a man.
Yeah.
That makes sense that he hasn't changed. But a woman? Good lordy.
They say it's not good.
And no, it's not.
The last one is the anger hum. guess, when you just, when you're very aggravated and you just kind of get that, or whatever, you know, and you're not really communicating.
You hold it in?
Yeah, I guess.
They're like, well, okay, what's wrong? Why don't you tell me?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, watch out. You're heading to the danger zone. Bad news.
See, that we could have done a whole show out of.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
As I try to leave at the 50-minute mark. Could have been a whole show, but I've got things to do. So, Surf Rider?
Oh, my.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my.
Well, thanks, Allison. We went out on a good note.
You're very welcome, darling.
There you are. You shook the rust off that first episode. And
how about it?
That's the partner I like so
Yay.
Bad.
Yay.
So bad-like.
That's me. High five, self.
Allison, if they want to get a hold of you, it's a three-step process. Hold on. Let's see if I got the steps right. Step one, go to Facebook.com/Papa's Basement.
How about that?
Step two, find Allison Frank under those who have liked Papa's Basement.
Woo.
Step three,
yeah,
send her seductive Facebook messages.
And do the hokey pokey.
Talking about how quickly
about.
You would kill a pet for $1 million.
I'm just saying, I'm surprised.
Impress
more
the
wouldn't.
Hell out of her. I'm John Papagiorgio. You want me? It's at Papa's Basement on Twitter, in Papa's Basement at gmail.com for the email. So you can be like, hey, you sound like you can sell things. Let's get you on that. It's not going to happen.
No,
it's not. InPapasBasement.com is the show's website. That's the big one.
Let's go eat something delicious.
We're leaving in like 3 seconds to eat. Just hang in there.
Nom, 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 nom.
New episodes of the radio show, hour long, every Monday
and
every
Thursday. Oh, we didn't talk
Thursday.
About the hot dog guy. Oh.
No, we're saving it for another week.
All
you didn't
right.
have to blow that wad.
I wanted to. We got to leave him with a cliffhanger.
I was going to lie and say it happened. Okay, fine. Well. And at the near future, probably next episode, we're going to talk about a senile crazy person running around with a stuffed hot dog who had it stolen out from under him.
That was not nice.
And he screamed, where's my hot dog? My hot dog was stolen from me.
This is a true story.
It's true. It happened to us last Friday, I believe, with Will. But that's another episode entirely. Again, InPapasBasement.com has the iTunes subscription link, my writing, the MP3s of this grand show.
Wow.
Everything. Go there.
Sounds great.
All right. You get your wish. Well, I'll feed you, and I didn't have to kill a pet for the money.
Woohoo!
Win-win.
Bye-bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.